Christmas, Nick.
The cops picked me up off the floor and dropped me in the interrogation room at Precinct 25D. The hottest seat in Christmastown.
Oh, all right, Holiday. Sit up straight and listen. We think we may have a missing persons case on our hands. A kind of big one.
Oh, come on, Lieutenant Nice. He'll come. This is Christmastown. He's not gonna come to Christmastown.
You really believe that, Nick?
Sure. Don't you?
Well, of course I do. But it came up from top, Nick. They're all in a panic up there. The word from the brass is that maybe he's not real, that he doesn't exist, that he never existed.
That's crazy.
So how does he get into people's houses?
Through the chimney.
What about people who don't have chimneys? What about apartments? What if we go to Grandma's? How will he know where we are? See, it doesn't really stand up to very close scrutiny, does it, Nick?
Well, what does any of this have to do with me?
I'm through with being nice, Nick. Oh. I'm gonna ask you a question, and I want you to think real hard about your answer. If Santa isn't real, what happens to the letters I send him? Huh? I put them in the mailbox, so where do they go? Where do the letters I send to Santa go, Nick?
Suddenly, the word on the street was that Big Red's a ruse, and they think I've got something to do with it. The bad part was, I think they might be right. Rudy bailed me out, and we hightailed it back to my office.
Ransacked!
Mrs. C., Holly, the cops, someone wanted me out of the way long enough to turn over my office looking for those mistletoe picks. Rudy, tell me something. Santa Claus, has he ever come to you?
Nah.
But you're the nicest kid I know.
Well, I figure other people might just need him more. But one thing I have noticed, everyone says how much they like the lights. I guess that's what I like, too. I look forward to the lights. I figure maybe that's the reason all our towns sit right smack dab in the middle of winter. Because that's when we need the light most. Be a real shame if the darkness lasted forever, wouldn't it, Nick?
Yeah, a real shame.
You're not giving up, are you, Holiday?
I'm heading back to the bottom, Rudes, but you, I'm gonna need you to take it all the way to the top. I gave Rudy her marching orders and headed back downtown looking for Tiny.
They're fakes, Nick. That ain't him.
Are you sure?
Turns out there is a very scientific method to know if you're looking at the real thing. Look.
So?
See? You didn't laugh. When you see him, you have to laugh. Whether you want to or not, it ain't him. Is that bad news, Nick?
You might want to stay out of sight for a while, Tiny.
Is it true what they're saying? That Red's gone? That maybe he was never even real?
I don't know.
But if that's true, Nick, then God help us, huh? God help everybody.
Why don't you come out, Holly, into the light?
Give me those pictures, Nick. They're the only proof anymore that Santa Claus is actually real, and Daddy'll do anything to get them back.
Where are you gonna go? Daddy won't find you.
North.
It's cold up there.
I'll bring a coat.
Give me that gun! No bullets. I've worked with better femme fatales, Holly.
Let me go! Daddy says that Red's not real. He's going to tell everybody that he's never been real. I've got to find him, Nick, please. He's all we've got. All any of us has got. Are you laughing at me, Nick? Why are you laughing at me?
I said I was going to help you. Thing is, now I think you actually need it.
Well, isn't this sweet? Hand them over, Holiday.
It's no good, Virginia. The pictures are fake.
So what? Don't you get it? He has to be real. He's the spirit of Christmas.
And nothing is more important than Christmas. It is the most wonderful time of the year.
A time for family. family and friends and giving and joy and goodwill and love and peace, and I will shoot dead anyone who says otherwise.
She really loves Christmas.
See you in the wrapping papers, Nick.
Ginny stumbled back into the alley. The picture's gone. Her eyes like saucers and a bright, shiny Christmas tree topper stuck right between her shoulder blades. She collapsed in my arms. Holly, get a medic, quick.
Nick, is that you?
I'm right here, Jen.
You don't really think he's fake, do you, Nicky?
Come on, Nicky. Be straight with me for once. There's a Santa Claus, isn't there?
Yeah, Virginia. Sure.
Then save him, Nick. Go save him.
I promised Ginny I'd save Big Red, but by now I knew it was going to have to be the other way around. I broke into Wonderland's top office and sat waiting in the shadows as Mrs. Santa Claus herself walked in, looked around, took off her house coat, glasses, and white wig, revealing a fat cat in tails underneath. Merry Christmas, Wonderland. Nice disguise.
Nick Holliday.
I got something for you. It's a bullet. I hope it fits.
I don't think you'll shoot me, Mr. Holliday. You're too interested in what I have to say.
Are you planning to run Big Red out of town for good with some fake mistletoe shots and tell everyone he never existed?
Very good. But these pictures are quite real. This is Chris and Jessica at one of our first office parties. Chris and I were partners then. He made the public appearances. I ran the business side.
But if that's him, how come...
You don't laugh when you see him in spite of yourself? Because Nick... Santa Claus no longer exists.
How?
Because on a night very much like this one, standing in this very office, I watched him die. Wonderland and Kringles was taking off, you see, but Chris refused to charge for his side of things. Started giving rambling speeches at shareholder meetings about the true meaning of Christmas. So I went to the board. Then I met him here to let him know we'd no longer be requiring his services. We argued. He ran at me, caught his foot on the desk, and his bowl full of jelly carried him right through that window down 20 stories to the courtyard below.
But the people would know the next eve when Santa didn't come.
That's what I thought. But nothing happened. No one dared mention that Santa hadn't actually come to him. They kept right on believing, and they kept right on buying.
You don't care about those pictures. It isn't the man you're worried about. It's what he means to people. That's why you leaked Big Red being a fake to the press. You're planning to shut the whole thing down.
Shut it down? Dash it all, man. I'm trying to save it. Look outside. Those children laughing. Those people passing. Who do you think keeps that going? I do. And despite all that I do deep in their hearts, they feel it, that there may be something more.
And they put all that good into Red. And you think getting rid of Red for good will get rid of it?
Forget about it, Nick. It's Christmas Town. What is that?
I got some bad news for you, Wonderland. Santa Claus is real.
What are you talking about?
Maybe you could push Santa Claus out a window. But the true meaning? It just went underground. It's under the gingerbread house, in the back alleys... It even gave me a ride in its busted-down old cab. Big Red is all over this town. He's been waiting, looking for someone to take the reins.
No.
Yeah. You hear that?
It's not possible.
Santa's not just coming to town, Wonderland. He's coming for you.
No!
Only difference is it's not a he. It's a she.
Holly!
No,
No. 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 No.
Well, Wonderland, stop! I was hoping he'd spill his guts, but not like that.
Come with me, Nick.
Where are we going?
Hold my hand.
Next thing I know, I find myself looking out over the twinkling lights at Christmas Town, the most wonderful town of the year. When I was down there, I thought I was the only one Santa Claus never came to. Turns out, the whole town shared the same dirty secret. But from up here, I had to admit, it did look kind of wonderful.
Look at me, Nick.
I turned around, and there she was again. Only this time, she was dressed all in fur from her head to her foot, and I knew in a moment exactly who she was. Eyes, dimples, cheeks, nose, lips, the works. So I did the only thing I could do in a moment like that. Sorry, Holly, I can't help it.
That's gonna take some getting used to. I got them here, Nick. All eight of them. They lined right up.
They loved me.
How did you know it was me, Nick?
Well, I didn't at first, but all that good, the true meaning, it had to be going somewhere. Growing up a little, getting ready.
What if they don't like me? I don't exactly fit the profile.
Things change sometimes, even for the better.
Thanks for believing in me, Nick.
Thanks for being real, Santa Claus.
Hey, Rudy, if you're ever looking for a job, let me know. I could use someone like you on my team.
Really? Gosh.
Dash away, girls. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays,
Mr. Holiday.
Happy holidays, Rudy. Someone a whole lot smarter than me once said, darkness is cheap, and Scrooge liked it. Funny thing about darkness, though, it can't last. Eventually, the light always comes back. You can call it what you want. Around here, we call her Christmas. And when she comes to town, I think we'll be ready. We've been getting ready for a long, long time.
You're listening to Sandbox Radio. Find the podcast of our shows in iTunes and Stitcher, and help other people find us by taking a moment to leave a rating or a review, if you would. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter for the latest news on our upcoming live shows. Get ticket information and find the podcast archive at sandboxradio.org. Thanks for listening.